Welcome back in. Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, discussing a little college basketball. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Jerry Palm from CBS Sports. Jerry, thanks so much for taking time to join us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So, Jerry, obviously a lot of people around here are Tennessee Volunteers fans and some heavy expectations placed on Rick Barnes and the Vols basketball program heading into the season. Things look great early on, and they have not looked great as of late. When you watch Tennessee play, what stands out to you, and what do you think their future could look like here in the next couple of weeks as the NCAA tournament approaches?
Well, it just seemed to be a little out of sorts. Especially away from home, although they've obviously lost at home some too, but it's just been hit and miss basketball for a month or so now for this team. And, you know, they beat Kansas in the Big 12 challenge, and, you know, they win at Kentucky, but then lose to them at home, and just inconsistent play. But it's been especially, you know, away from home at LSU, at Auburn, you know, those are tougher games, you know, but the Tennessee of November and December probably wins those games, and this one is just not putting it all together right now.
Jerry, good to hear your voice. I hope you've recovered from all those years of me constantly nagging you around.
Oh boy,
around this time of year, trying to find out Michigan State's seeding and whatnot, and sometimes bubble situation. How much more?
Somebody else talking to me about Michigan State all the time now.
Oh man, I bet you they are. Yeah. By the way, you have them in at this point after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
After they beat Indiana. Yeah. It's kind of wild that we're looking at Michigan State, Duke. I mean, North Carolina. Obviously, Kentucky is going to have to win out in Nashville. But beyond that, how much more difficult is this year to sort of do what you do, given just sort of all the things that are going on that are uncertainties, but also even not maybe knowing, like, will the committee look at things differently? Like, how do you – is it harder?
Well, the committee looking at things differently is not really much of a thing. I mean, all they can do is judge teams by who they played and how they did. They can't focus on games that didn't get played. They just can't. I mean, they can't assume anything would have happened in those games if had they been played. So, you know, they can only judge teams by what they did. But I think what's really difficult this year is that you just teams have played such a, you know, disparate and widely disparate number of games. Just, you know, as an example, at the bottom of my bracket, the last team in is St. Louis. And St. Louis is sitting there having played, I want to say 18 games, you know, that hardly any, because they had a 34-game break in their 34-day break in their season and just ended up missing a lot of games. So they've played, they're 13-5. They've played 18 games. And I'm trying to compare them with my first team out, which is Boise State. Boise State has played 24 games and has 17 wins. So they've got one fewer win than St. Louis has got games played. And it's hard to make comparisons because you can't just say, oh, well, Boise's got, you know, four quadrant one wins or four quad one and two wins and St. Louis has got two. But yeah, but St. Louis hasn't had a chance to play as many, you know, and so it's really, you know, those comparisons, the raw number comparisons aren't very useful this year because the raw number of games could be very different.
Jerry Palm from CBS Sports on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Jerry, as you know, Belmont has become a program, at least from a mid-major point of view, that has become one of the most successful programs in the country. They get off to a 24-1 start this season, and then Nick Mazinski goes down. They have some injury problems, and they've dropped the last couple. So if they make their way through the OVC tournament here and win this thing, how big of a threat do you think Belmont could be once the NCAA tournament comes around?
Well, I wouldn't want to play him. Are they healthy, though? I mean, will they be back?
That's a big question. Mazinski could be back today, so okay, we will see.
I mean, that's the thing. If they're healthy, they might not even win the tournament if they're not. But if they're healthy, yeah, they're a threat, and they're probably maybe even a little underseeded, but maybe not. The problem is that, you know, we don't really know. I mean, Belmont's a known name in the tournament, because they've been in it quite a bit recently. We even got an at-large bid that one year. They were the last team in as an at-large team. So, you know, it's a program that's used to being there, not going to be overwhelmed by the experience of being there. But this year, their entire schedule is quad three and four games. They didn't play anybody worth a darn all year. So the first time they take the court, they're going to play somebody at a much higher level than they've seen this season, and they'll have to adjust quickly.
Right, and that's where, you know, from the committee's perspective, I mean, you look at the quality of the team, it's a lot of the same kids who are on the last two NCAA teams, but like you said, they didn't have those opportunities.
Yeah, you can't judge them by what they've done in the past. That's not a thing, right? What you've done before is not a thing. Whether the kids are the same doesn't matter. It's what did you do this year?
So,
and they put up a pretty gaudy record, but against a pretty poor schedule. That, you know, the one thing, though, that the committee, that in other years they would ding teams for, that they probably won't this year, is the quality of your non-conference schedules. Like for at-large teams near the bottom of the bracket, if you played a bad non-conference schedule, that is a deal breaker in most years. And this year, I don't think it will be, just because of the scramble it was just to put any kind of a non-conference schedule together at all. And some teams, you know, didn't get to play any games. Like, I think St. Bonaventure in the A-10 got two non-conference games. You know, and some, you know, the major conference teams especially were able to get in seven or maybe eight. So it's not something that the committee is going to fuss about this year that they might in other years.
So with Belmont, I know it doesn't matter now because they lost Nick Mazinski last week. They lost the last two games, but they're 24-1. If they were 26-1 right now, you know, 29-1 with, like
they're,
you said,
no,
that rough.
They're no better than a 12 or a 13.
But let's say
Winthrop is in the. By the way, Winthrop is in the same boat.
Let's, you
know, from the Big South, sitting there with one loss in a league that's not as good and doesn't, you know, give them the kind of schedule they need to get a better seed. You know, a gaudy record doesn't get you a good seed.
Well, I was going to say, if they're not 29-1, 28-2, lost in the title game, didn't get the auto bid, but had
not,
that record, no way.
No way they would. No, they're not an at-large team, not at 28-2, which is hypothetical, and certainly not at whatever it is in four.
Jerry Palm from CBS Sports on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jerry, Illinois, obviously a big win last night, 76-53 against Michigan. What sort of a statement was that from Illinois, and what kind of a threat do you think they could be in this tournament, where obviously a lot of people are paying attention to the Gonzagas and the Baylors of this world?
Well, and Ayo Dosunmu, their best player, didn't play in that game. He's still out. He broke his nose in the Michigan State game last week and apparently suffered a mild concussion because he's still in concussion protocol, which we learned after the game for the first time last night. But so to win a game like that without him is a huge statement. Yeah, Illinois was one of the preseason favorites in the Big Ten. That didn't work out, partly because Michigan's been so dominant. But they were a preseason pick in my preseason pick for the Final Four. So I'm not surprised that they're capable of this sort of thing. And if they're peaking at the right time, you know, I'd say watch out, because that's a really talented team. And Brad Underwood's a good coach, and they're versatile because they can beat you in a lot of different ways.
I want to go back to Tennessee, Jerry. You've got them as a 7 right now. Potentially lined up for a little Iowa rematch from a couple years ago, which would be interesting. But I feel like this year in particular, being a 7 is way better than being an 8 or a 9, because I feel like that top tier, you know, Baylor, Gonzaga, Michigan, maybe all four ones, like you just said, without Iowa, they looked awfully good last night. I think being a 7, obviously you would be able to avoid that. What do you think the range is for Tennessee right now? Florida and then the SEC tournament. How high could they get, and could they be relegated to an 8-9 situation?
Well, so you have to keep in mind that you can't analyze the seed of a team in a vacuum, because it's not really about you. I mean, it's a little about you, but it's also about what all of the teams around you are doing. So, but yeah, they lose to Florida, they lose their first conference tournament game, they're definitely in an 8-9 game. It's hard to imagine that they'd still be a top 25 or borderline top 25 team, and the number 25 team in the bracket's a 7. So, but if they, you know, if they beat Florida, win the SEC tournament, you know, beat a couple good teams along the way in the SEC tournament, because it's not you know, the tournament isn't about how far you get. It's about who you play as you go through it. You know, they could be maybe even as high as a four. You know, that would be, you know, you beat Arkansas, you beat Alabama, and maybe you're back to being as high as a four. So that seems like the likely range, but like I said, it always depends on what other teams do also.
Jerry Palm from CBS Sports has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Jerry, great stuff. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Sure, anytime. Thanks.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll continue the college basketball discussion and get into the Tennessee Volunteers. What does their next couple of weeks look like? Could they have time to pull themselves out of the mess that they're in right now? We'll talk about that. Also introduce our poll question of the day. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.